Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we will be examining dating sites, dating apps. Can you meet a healthy person on a dating site? I've had many people ask me that, many clients ask me that, many friends and other people ask me that as well. Is there an ability to do that? And about how long does it take? And is this normal or is that normal? Various questions. So we're going to be talking about that today, answering some of those questions, thinking about it in a healthy way to understand not only the dynamic, but the percentages, the options, and how to really understand what's going on. Because we have to look at a dating site like anything else. We have to look at it logistically. We have to understand the amount of numbers of people that are there. The one good thing about a dating site is that everybody's there to meet somebody, right? At least we know that going into it. So different from walking down the street and you meet someone, you start talking. You don't know if they're interested in meeting somebody. You don't know. You don't know if you're in the grocery store and you see somebody and you start talking to them. You don't know if they're interested in dating. You have no idea, but you know that at least on a site, somebody's interested in somewhat meeting somebody, possibly dating, maybe getting married, maybe just sex. We don't really know that, but we know that they're interested in honestly just meeting somebody. So we got that taken care of, but we need to really think about the logistics. We need to understand the logistics of the dating site and kind of think about what that looks like. And a broad overview that I want to speak about right now is that I find that there's a lot of people out there that are working on themselves. There are a lot of people out there trying to live a more healthy life, trying to understand themselves, learn about themselves, and grow. And it's helping them to overcome past issues. It's allowing them to let go of baggage from previous relationships. Because, you know, one of the things that makes us a healthy person is when we come to grips with the fact that there's luggage or baggage from the previous relationship and we have to let it go. Now, I think most of us realize that the majority of people instead do not do this. They don't work on their luggage and baggage. They don't try to let it go. They might not even know that it even exists. Instead, what happens? Instead, they go from relationship to relationship. They let go of one relationship in the lieu of another. And they take the same issues with them, relationship to relationship to relationship. And so, for example, let's say that someone was in a toxic relationship and there was a lot of water under the bridge and a lot of resentment and a lot of anger and maybe some fear. And none of that was expressed. And then even after the relationship, that person did not seek help either by a coach like myself, a psychologist, a therapist, a minister, did not seek help in being able to process what happened in that relationship. Because when we process what happened in that relationship, we get to the crux of the issue. I was in session earlier today, and one of my clients said, how long do I have to talk about this relationship before I get over it? Or is there a time where I'm just talking and it's not helping me? And it's interesting because what I found is that when we get through a toxic relationship and we begin to talk it out and process it, it seems like the perfect timing when you realize that you're kind of at the point where you've digested it, you've processed it. I'm not just talking about, oh, they did this, they did that, but seeing the reasons for it and seeing the perfect storm for why you went along with it or continued in the relationship. When we process it, it literally hits a point where you're over it. You're not numb to it. Okay, let me get right with that. You're not numb to it. There's a very big difference between being neutral and seeing it and not having that emotional, you know, distress versus neutrality versus numbness. And so what we want to get to is a point of neutrality where we're not angry still, we're not having any sort of PTSD, we're not having any sort of panic attacks or anxiety. You know, we're not totally super angry or super resentful. We're in a place where we actually can see why things happened. We can understand our part that we played. we can obviously see the part that they played, and we can begin to see that for its truth, for the honest truth. And that's what's so powerful. And once we get there, then we can begin to start analyzing how do we make changes to our own programming? How do we begin to make changes to those programs? And as you know, if you've listened to me over a period of time or watched some of the YouTube videos on my YouTube channel, just go to YouTube and just search up Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. And you know that, you know, I feel that programming consists of cluster B is a program. Narcissism is a program. Borderline personality disorder is a program. Codependency is a program. All of these are programs that we can overcome, but we can't overcome it if we don't know that it doesn't exist. We have to analyze it and see it for what it is, and we have to see the role that we play and how we got there. Many of you feel as though, wow, I made a really bonehead choice and I made a big mistake on this relationship. How can I fall for that? How did I stay as long as I did? Well, I want you to start looking at the dynamics of your family dynamic. A lot of times we learn a lot by looking at mom and dad or grandma or grandpa or whoever raised you. You know, a lot of us will look back and see that mom was a certain way, dad was a certain way. I was talking to a client the other day, and she said, you know, I realize that my mom is extremely standoffish. She's very cold and doesn't have a lot of emotion. She said, I also realize that my father is extremely emotional, almost erratically emotional. And I started realizing how that impacts me, and I also started realizing how that impacted the men that I chose to go out with. And I also started realizing the impact of the friends that I chose. And so when we go back to the concept of the dating apps and meeting people, we need to realize that some people have done this investigation and some people haven't. And so we need to be able to filter, and I think that's a really good word, is filter out the folks that just haven't done the work. We got to start filtering out the folks that have not done the work as soon as possible, not falling into trap into a relationship that leads us down the primrose path where we waste time. Now, there's a big difference between learning and wasting time. And I know that can be hard to swallow sometimes because some of you might feel, I was in this horrific, you know, toxic relationship that lasted for 2 years, and I wasted all this time. I wasted 2 years of my life. I'm never going to get it back. But I want you to think about that. You know, some of these times we've wasted. Yes, there's some times where we've known for a long period of time that we need to leave. We've known it. The writing's on the wall. We feel it. We've already told our friends 7, 8, 10, 15 months ago. We talked to people. We got it. But we had to stay in it. But I don't know if that's even wasting time. I think that sometimes we have to learn what we call the hard way. We learn the hard way because those are the lessons that we keep forever. Those are the lessons that we learn. And you have to. It's real life learning. It's on the job learning. You know, our life is a journey. And the on the job learning is really the only way that we can do it, right? We can read a textbook. We can learn about reading the DSM. You can learn about all kinds of different things. But it's not until you actually are in it do you actually take that knowledge and make your life better with it. So when we think about that, it's a learning process. And I had a client the other day say, well, you know, it's kind of like it's a scientific experiment, though. And I do. I think that going out and meeting people is kind of scientific. Some people say, oh, I just want to meet somebody. Maybe I just want to date, you know. I want to get to know someone. You know, yeah, it's the same thing. It's just they're not looking at it the same way that I pose the thought process, which is, let's see. Let's see how we connect with this person. Does this person bring out the best in us, the worst in us, or somewhere? Do we understand this person? Do we understand where they come from? Do they understand where they come from? Do we understand where they come from? Do they understand where we come from? Does it make sense? Do we feel comfortable? Or instead, does this person trigger us to be uncomfortable, insecure, feeling that they're going to leave us, abandon us at any moment in time? Now, that's interesting because these triggers are directly related to internal things that we're dealing with, and this person is externally triggering us. And what? When that happens, it means that the thing that they're externally triggering us with is something that's embedded within us that we have to let go of somehow. And we can figure that out. There's a lot of fears and anxieties that we have, and it doesn't come to fruition until we put ourselves in a place where this can take place. You know, a lot of us, you know, we work in a vacuum. It's like, well, if this happens and that happens, then that'll happen. But we need to really think about it in a larger scale. We need to think about it in a different way. That sometimes we have to put ourselves out there to take the stuff that we've learned and put it into practice. You know, think about that. We got to take the stuff that we learn in session. We got to take the stuff that we learn and we got to put it in practice. And the best way to put it in practice is to meet other people and see what happens. See what the interaction is. See what happens from that interaction and garner that information to better understand ourselves. Yes, we're going to learn more about somebody else. But actually, if you really think about it, every relationship we have educates us more on who we are. Every education, every relationship is an education. Everyone, even the best ones, even the worst ones, even the ones that we don't really categorize, they're all very interesting. And so when we get on a dating app, I know that many of you say, gosh, I just don't want to do it, or I'm so overwhelmed. And some of you that have just come out of toxic relationships and we've worked on it. I don't advocate going right into another relationship, but I think several months, you know, 3-4 months after, you know, and I know some of you say, oh, I just don't want to put in the effort. It's so much work. You know, but there's a lot of things in life that are work. I mean, you know, very, very rarely, and I've known a few people that have dated their neighbor and gotten married. Okay, I know some people like that where it was right next door, they didn't have to do anything, the person came over and they just started dating. That's rare, but out of those people, I don't know anybody that's still married, to be honest with you. So it's an interesting dynamic. We have to put ourselves out there, and it takes a little bit of work. We have to put ourselves out there. And it takes us to think about it not in the way that many of us think about, this is such a drag. I got to do this. This is so overwhelming. Oh, I have to do this. I got to put myself on this dating app. You know what? What about I get to do this. Let's see what happens. And I just want to give you some peace of mind in this show to think about the concepts and this peace of mind in this podcast to understand better what you're dealing with, maybe in a more positive way. In a more mindful way, so that we can understand what we're really doing here and how to really begin to filter. Because many of you have been through a relationship and you know, unpack some of this stuff, and hopefully you've worked to unpack it and understand what all went down and why it happened and what the perfect storm was. You know, if you were dealing with someone that had BPD tendencies and you're codependent, why you stayed in it long enough, you know, what was the triggers, not only your triggers, but their triggers, and why you kept going that way. You know, maybe if you're in a relationship and you're codependent with a narcissist, and there's no judgment here. All this is programming. There's not one better than the other. It's not like, oh, well, this person's got this and not that. It's just we have to sit there and analyze that and see it, and we have to be aware of our own self and what we bring to the table. So stay tuned. I'll be talking more about dating apps, how to understand it, how to filter. What about the red flags? How to notice some red flags and be aware. All these things are very important because I want you to go in it in a powerful stance. I want you to feel good. So stay tuned. Stay on the channel. Stay on the podcast. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies, without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing.
nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save
money? Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician, founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about kidney failure and high blood pressure. Kidney failure and high blood pressure are due to artery disease in the kidneys, not caused by cholesterol, but by eating fried foods and processed meats and oils and glutens. Give up all those bad foods and take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Take our program, which we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Take three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That'll support healthy blood pressure and healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And people who have not urinated in 10 years are on dialysis 6 days a week. After 2 weeks, they start urinating again. They drop their dialysis down to 3 days a week. And then after 25 years of being on dialysis because they did not want to have a kidney transplant, they're totally off of dialysis. Their doctors are scratching their head. How can that be? Well, that's because 95-98% of the time when people have kidney issues, guess what? It's really an artery issue. And you'll be amazed. This also helps the arteries in the brain when you have vascular dementia, coronary artery disease, and also in your legs and other places, including the kidneys. It's an amazing thing when you take this program.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To overload you and overwhelm you. And like I was talking about earlier, an empath absorbs. You see it, you take it in, you feel it, you absorb it, you own it, you hold on to it. It takes a while to let it go. Whereas somebody who is not empathic can just let it go, rolls right off their back. They don't care. I mean, you can see a newscast, you can see a news show about something, and they can see the exact same news show, and you can be in tears and feeling as though the world is falling apart and feeling helpless while that other person's like trying to figure out what kind of tacos they're going to get later on after work, right? So one of the things, too, that a lot of empaths have to be aware of is work. Work and home, right? We have to be aware of the impact of our environment. And some of you are living with folks who actually negatively impact you. Some of you are working amongst folks who overwhelm you, or even the environment, the work environment, overwhelms you. And I found, too, that when you are empathic, it's almost like there's just so much going on. And we're trying to process it all. and we're trying to process everything, and it can be super noisy and overstimulating, and all those things can be happening all at one time, as well as all the energy and the characters that happen to be there in the work environment. And how do you process that? How do you work with that? And so we need to create kind of a protective environment for ourselves. In my own office, I have some things that that really, I think, help the energy level. I have some stones and some rocks and such that really benefit me, that I was called to have around me, and it's very powerful. And I feel that the energy of our Mother Earth and the energy of some of these elements can do justice in helping. And I think also creating that space that is yours, like creating a space that is actually yours, whether that's pictures of your dog, pictures of your family or your kids or a statue or something that really connects with you, that, you know, you feel like a sense of yourself there, you feel good there, you feel strength there, and it's not so overwhelming. I've also realized, too, that we have to be aware of expressing our needs and connecting in personal relationships as well as professional relationships, because I find that it's hard for an empath to say no. I feel that it's hard for an empath to say no because it's like you feel bad about saying no, because you feel bad and you worry about how they're going to respond. How are they going to take the no? How are they going to act if you say no? What are they going to say? How are they going to feel? And it's more about how they're going to feel, right? Oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't want to do this to them. But, you know, ultimately, if you don't say no, you're going to stretch yourself so thin. If you don't say no, you're going to put yourself in a stressful environment. If you don't say no, you're going to add to that. And a lot of times, too, remember, when you say yes to all these things, it usually causes anger and resentment at some point as well. So we want to offset that. We don't want to create anger and resentment, and we want to do things to our highest good, because if we're really honestly going to do something, we need to do it the right way and do it to its highest good, because we feel better about it. Stay tuned. Lots more to come to be able to safeguard you as an empath. Live your true life perspective with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
What does a cause need? It needs supporters. What else does a cause need? It needs a plan. But what else does a cause need? It needs action. It needs awareness. It needs a creative spark. Wouldn't it be great to find all these aspects in one place? Have you checked out Art for Your Cause? Art for Your Cause is the one place you can do all this, create and ignite the spark. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on AshleyBurgess.com. Warning, practicing connection.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Trump at the NRA convention dismissed calls for more gun control in the wake of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. He joined Texas Senator Ted Cruz and others in advocating for the opposite.
The existence of evil in our world is not a reason to disarm law-abiding citizens who know how to use their weapon and can protect a lot of people. The existence of evil is one of the very best reasons to arm law-abiding citizens.
Trump also advocated for stronger security measures for schools, such as single entry point, strong fencing, and metal detectors. But the Uvalde School District safety plan already has several measures in place, such as police officers and software to monitor threats and screen visitors. Wall Street had its first winning week in a while, the Dow closing up for the week just above 6%. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking to all of you empaths out there. Being empathic is a superpower. It doesn't have to feel like a burden. But how do we make things easier for ourselves? How do we reconnect with ourselves? How do we offset some of the self-sabotaging behavior that us as empaths have a tendency of using? One of the first things that I want to advise, if you're an empath and dealing with these superpowers, is you need to create boundaries. And I know that many of you know what boundaries are, but many of us don't necessarily have them. And boundaries are very important with everyone. And I know that that's something that we're not taught growing up. It's not something we're taught usually by any family members or friends or school or society. Nobody tells you anything about boundaries. They don't explain it at all. Because if you're an empath, you feel things. You connect with people. You have that sense. And that sense, automatically, you have to be very careful, because if you're allowing certain things into your life, you're going to have that exposure. And when we create boundaries, we have to think about what are our boundaries? What are healthy boundaries in our life? And how do we combat some of those energy suckers in our life? I call it energy suckers. If you go back to the 10-day challenge to live your true life, instead of vampires, they're energy suckers. Because they might not necessarily be a vampire. They just might suck the energy out of you. They might suck the energy out of you. And if you're an empath, for example, the last thing that you want to be around is someone who is extremely negative. The last thing you want to be around is someone who regurgitates the negative news all day long. You also want to be aware of your tendency as an empath to own other people's issues, to own other people's stuff that they need to go through, to own the problems in a relationship. And I know that some of you may say, well, that kind of sounds codependent, but it also can be very empathic, because you can feel someone else's pain and want to save them. You want to save them from themselves, right? And I don't know about you, but nobody can save someone from themselves. We are our worst enemy. We are our toughest judge. Nobody's going to jump in and be able to save you from going after yourself. We sabotage ourselves the best. The best person that can sabotage you is you. Okay, so understanding that, we need to realize that as an empath, you need to be aware of who you're giving your energy to. Who are you hanging out with? Who do you go to get support from? And one of the things, too, that I find with empaths is there's a lot of folks out there who are empathic who have trouble turning down a social invitation. Some of you have trouble turning down social invitations because you feel bad that you won't attend, and you feel bad about how somebody's going to feel about you not being there, and yada, yada, yada. And so you feel bad about it. But in the process, you get to this event, and it's almost like your abilities are exploited, right? They're exploited. It's almost like you get there and there's like all this energy sucking going on, all these people telling you things that you didn't ask to know, you know, dealing with people's energy. Some of that's good, bad, and indifferent, trying to process all that energy and then trying to stabilize yourself in that event. And I have a good example. I was at a party. This stands out in my mind. It's so interesting how certain things just stand out in your mind, right? I've realized that things that make the biggest impression on you, there was something that went down. So, like, I remember I went to all these football games growing up, and the one football game that I really remember is when it hailed. I remember I went to another football game, and the one football game that you had to sit under the bleachers for 2 hours during a tornado situation. I remember that one very well. This particular party, though, it was interesting because I can't go into all the party goers, and I want to keep that, you know, private at the same point, but it was an interesting party. It was in Los Angeles, and there was a lot of folks there who were extremely famous, and so you have a very interesting dichotomy of folks. And I remember being at this event, and not one time did I ever think that people that were at that level of fame could have any sort of insecurities or fear, and so I wasn't expecting that. And I know that sounds crazy, I get it, but you just don't expect it. And so when I was there, I literally felt myself going into almost like a shell. And it took someone to point it out to me. They're like, wow, what's going on with you? Are you okay? You're like being super quiet. It's totally not like you. And thank God they pointed it out. And I remember I walked outside, and I stayed outside for about 10, 20 minutes, and I felt super better, like a lot better, a lot more clear-headed. I felt better. I was able to, you know, be able to see myself and connect with my own emotions. And then I realized that what I was feeling was a lot of the partygoers' energy, their fear, and I was able to kind of create kind of almost like a invisible boundary around people and their energy at that point, because I deserve to experience life. I deserve to have fun. I deserve to have a good time. And so I started realizing, okay, now I'm realizing I'm interpreting and I'm connecting with these people and their energy. And so I need to really be able to block that and know that that's not me. That's not necessarily, that's not my feelings. That's not how I feel. But it was very powerful because I wasn't expecting it. And I think that many of you may have experienced the same thing where you walk into a room of people, you're at an event of some sort, and you immediately start feeling different. Maybe you start getting quiet. Maybe you start getting irritated. Maybe you start getting angry. Maybe you start feeling not so good. Maybe you start feeling ill. So all these things need to be taken into consideration. I have been in situations, though, when I had, I'm an empath, and I know that many of you listening obviously are. And I've been in situations where there have been people that are extremely negative, extremely toxic in nature, and, you know, extremely narcissistic, even, you know, malignantly narcissistic. And I've been around people like that before, and I wasn't, this was a long time ago where I wasn't aware of exactly what I was around. Now I can pick it up, you know, I can pick up on it in a few minutes, or a few seconds, usually a few minutes. But I remember before, you know, and I didn't understand it, I would actually start getting physically ill. And so not feeling good, starting to feel sick to my stomach, that sort of thing. And so if you're going through this, you need to analyze, you know, hey, first off, you're an empath. Second of all, you're picking up on other people's feelings. Third of all, you're picking up on other things, too, that are getting in the way of you living your life to a degree. And there might be some boundaries as far as some events and some folks that you actually need to honestly let go of. And put some boundaries between let go of, not spend time with. Because remember, it's important to really look at the people we spend time with and understand that that directly reflects how we feel and how we are. And so if you've been in a situation recently where you didn't feel like yourself, you started feeling pretty insecure, or you felt overwhelmed, or you felt dreadful, or sad, or angry, or irritated, these are all very interesting indicators. Now, it could be coming from you. It could be you just feeling that way. But in order to know that, you have to have that self-awareness. You have to be able to slow it down and have that self-awareness and ask yourself, is this me? Is this how I'm feeling? I need you to think about that. Is this how I feel? If I feel irritated, what am I irritated about? Where is the irritation coming from? And this is very important. You know, where is the anger coming from? If it's fearful, where is this fear coming from? Because we need to know where all these feelings are coming from so we can understand exactly what we're dealing with. We have to understand exactly what we're dealing with. And one of the things that I can recommend, too, is that if you're surrounded by a lot of people and you start feeling not yourself, you need to exit from those people and get enough room away from those people where you can kind of calm yourself down and ask those questions. Am I feeling this way? You know, why am I feeling this way? And kind of go back to, okay, and being able to be self-aware enough in the moment that you know when you go from a certain feeling to another kind of feeling. Because that's not really normal as far as we don't go up and down, up and down, up and down. Usually it's a gradual, right? Gradual up, gradual down. And usually that's based on our thoughts. The things that we're thinking really do impress our feelings and our how we feel. It could be based on the impact of someone else's comments. As an empath, it could be based on the impact of someone else's emotional situation. It doesn't even have to be said. Nothing has to even be said. You can pick up on it as an empath without them even speaking. It could also be what they're saying or their mannerisms or how they walked in or how they threw things down or how they acted or how they responded. All of these things are very important to analyze. And people that aren't empathic, it doesn't really bother them. Because they don't pick up on it. A lot of people, they don't pick up on it at all. If it's not them, they don't see it. And then you have a large group of our society who are extremely self-centered and narcissistic. And those people, they don't pick up on what you're putting down. So, I mean, be aware that you're going to have to do some self-care and some self-maintenance to be able to offset some of this. There might be some events that you cannot attend. There may be some people, and you probably need to start doing some due diligence and start looking at your friends and family. And I'm not saying you're just going to cut them out, But I'm saying, you know, you need to look at some of these people and say, okay, how much time can I really spend around this person? How much time can I healthily, I like to make up words. How much time can I, in a healthy manner, spend time with these people? Healthily. I like that word, healthily. Walk with it. Try it out. It works. But think about that. Is there people in your life like that? Are there people in your life that don't bring happiness? Are there people in your life that when you're automatically you're down? You're automatically feeling off. You're not feeling yourself. And I have some friends, and some acquaintances that I really love them at the core, but I really watch my intake. Because I know that the more and more I intake of them and their feelings and their overall attitude, in some cases are not going to be helpful for me, because I'm going to internalize that. And I think that many of you do that. You know, when somebody, you know, comes to you and they have all these issues or problems, and a lot of times too, for an empath, it's very hard when somebody is just ranting and raving without particularly doing anything to solve the problem or to change it. That can be very overwhelming for an empath, because you want to tell them what's going on and you want to call them out on it. You want to say, hey, I'm tired of your BI, you know, you're ranting and raving, you know what I'm going after, and finding faults and everything, but yet you don't want to do anything to fix it. But yet, as an empath, you find it hard to call them out on it because you feel bad for them, because you don't want them to feel bad. You see what I'm saying? And so that becomes this double-edged sword. And if you are an empath, you know exactly what I speak of, because there's some people that you really do need to set straight, but you don't. Because you don't want to have that conversation, but yet not only do you not want to have that conversation, you don't want them to feel bad. And the problem in that is that the more time you spend around them, the more irritation and anger builds up in you, the more you feel limited, and the more you feel like there's like this weight on you. And so the interactions with them become very, very problematic and very unhealthy. And so there might be some people right now that you need to limit your interaction with. And definitely there's some people that might call you the first thing in the morning. Those people that happen to kind of add to your stress and anxiety, those are not the calls that you answer if you do not have to. You know, those are the gray rocking. We start using the gray rocking technique. And many of you have heard me talking about the gray rocking technique. And if you don't know what gray rocking is and you want to learn more, or you have an idea but you want to get a better grasp, go to my YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search up Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley Burgess. And you'll find lots of videos on my YouTube channel dedicated to understanding gray rocking and how to use it. So, like, we can use the gray rocking when we need to, but also there's a limitation on how much we need to be exposed. And I think that, you know, as an empath, it's hard because you want to save people, you want to help people. What can I do to make them happier? What can I do to make them feel better about themselves? But in reality, remember, we can't change people. We can't save people. Now, we can help people if they ask us for our help. Now, remember that. If somebody doesn't ask you for help, you are not supposed to help them. That is called meddling. If somebody does not ask you for help and you start telling them what to do, that's control. That's meddling. If somebody says, hey, I really do need your help, I could really use, your perspective, and I could really use some help and some guidance, that's a totally different thing. And that opens it up to a very powerful place to be, which is good. But we need to think about that as well. So this is very important. You know, another thing that I want you all to think about is mindfulness. You know, being super aware, being in that moment. The more we're in the moment, the more that we're in the present moment, the more we do not get derailed by other people's emotions and feelings. Because if you're in the present moment and you know how you're feeling and you know why you're feeling that, you're not going to get confused about other feelings coming in. And you sit there going, why am I feeling like this? I was feeling good when I got here, and now I'm feeling super stressed or super anxious or super angry or super tense. And if you're mindful, you'll be aware of this and see it coming. you can actually see the progression. You can also stay in your own emotions and feelings and see the difference. You can actually stay in that process that and understand that this is coming not from you, this is coming from someone else, and be able to understand that and put up a safe block for yourself so that you can stay where you want to stay mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We have more coming up, so stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about being an empath and what that means to be empathic. It's a superpower, and how to really recognize the things that we can do to safeguard ourselves in multiple different situations. And I think that a lot of times, as far as an empath is concerned, there's a tendency of putting others' feelings before one's own. There's a tendency of confusing one's feelings for another person's feelings, as far as feeling something and then internalizing that and feeling that that's part of ourselves. There's a need to create honest, solid boundaries with everyone in our life. And even if you're not an empath, we still need to do this. But more often than not, if we're not creating boundaries in our life, we don't have healthy relationships. We're not structured. We don't have healthy relationships. We're not creating these relationships that are based on a healthy understanding, a healthy consideration, understanding. These are very important aspects. And especially when you are empathic and taking on all this stuff, there's a tendency to want to save other people. There's a tendency of taking on their emotions and owning those. And then there's a tendency of not having those boundaries, not being able to see the difference between us and them. The ability to not put down limitations. And what I'm saying here is that as an empath, one of the things that you want to do is really check who are you surrounding yourself by. Who are you spending the most time with? Who do you tell, your deepest things to? Who do you interact with on a daily basis? What do those interactions feel like to you? Do those interactions give you strength and power? Do those interactions connect with your highest good? Or do you feel that those interactions create stress and anxiety, undue stress, undue anxiety? Do those interactions create even feeling maybe depressed or overwhelmed? Also, if you're an empath, looking at the type of media that you are ingesting and absorbing. And I said this earlier in the show, in the podcast, is that, someone can watch a newscast that's not an empath, and it doesn't get absorbed like it does with an empath. They're able to see it and go, oh, that's sad, or oh, okay, and they walk on and they let it go. But as an empath, we sit there and look at this news show and we take it in. It rolls all over on us. We feel the feelings and the sadness of the people involved. We can't shake it off. It sticks with you all day. It can stick with you for a lot longer than a day. And you go through that process. And I think that this is very important for us to analyze and very important for us to understand that these are things that we need to protect ourselves from. You don't need to see the scarring imagery. You don't need to see that stuff as an empath. Not to say that you want to live under a rock or act like it doesn't exist or live in a fairy tale world. That is not the idea that I am putting out there. But I am putting out there the concept of protecting yourself to understand that when you see things, it impacts you and stays with you more than another person that doesn't have that same empathic ability. And knowing that and understanding that means that we need to safeguard ourselves. And so like what I was talking about at the beginning of the podcast, in the morning, we've got to shut off the news. No more news in the morning. No more news on the social media feeds that we read in the morning. We want to set the stage for a good day, because remember, an empath can help other people, can really contribute to other people's society and the dynamics and the interpersonal relationship dynamic, but we can't if we're depleted and we're feeling down and it feels more like a burden than an actual superpower. I also want you to think about, just look at the day-to-day life. Look, what you're exposing yourself to. Another thing that we want to be aware of when we are an empath is we need to be super mindful each moment. How are we feeling? Why are we feeling this way? If you're like, feeling what away and then you're overcome with another emotion, where is this coming from? How do I slow this down? How do I process it? All very important things to think about. And everybody needs to use mindfulness. Everybody needs to be self-aware of why things are happening in our thoughts to understand ourselves better. But definitely as an empath, this is super important to be able to understand your space and time and how you feel versus the impact of feeling what's around you and feeling that what you're watching on the news and what you're taking in from media as well. I hope this show has helped you. I hope it's connected with you. Please share it with anybody else that's your empathic friends or family members, because they can probably not only resonate with this, but this show can actually help them to safeguard themselves as well. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. And I'll be back next week. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
It is something different to experience with friends, family, or coworkers. How about the world of whiskey? Jeff Borker here from the Classic Dram. And we know whiskey can be a bit intimidating at first. But with the right guidance, it's a blast to explore. Let us put together an expert-certified whiskey event for your group. And we don't even have to be in the same room to do it. Regardless of your whiskey experience, we can organize and lead your group through a virtual whiskey tasting right in our very own Zoom online speakeasy. Now, these events are great for birthdays, anniversaries, or corporate get-togethers, or just celebrating time with friends. Now, a number of packages are available, and we can customize the experience just for you. Visit us today at theclassicdram.com, or shoot us an email at info@theclassicdram.com. Let 2022 mark the start of your personal whiskey journey, and remember, come for the spirits and stay for the experience. Cheers, all.